Hey, good morning. Hope you're having a good day. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now and Joe's Journey. We're doing it for the first time in 2020, kicking it off, and I weighed myself. Oh boy, did I weigh myself on New Year's Day. Does anybody else do that? They're like, all right, let's step on that scale and see what we're looking at after all those holiday get-togethers and all that family time. And boy, it was interesting. I actually weighed in at 394.4. Which I've been, that's like a magical number. I've been looking at like my Fitness Pal, which is a great free app if you want to track what you eat, your water consumption, your weight journey, all those things. It's free. You can pay for more, like an upgraded version. But I see 394 a lot on there, but I was 394.4. And I'll get into it maybe more details as we go. I won't mention it this week, but I had somebody reach out to me on Instagram, and I've talked to a lot of people on Instagram and different things about weight loss and advice and what I should do, what might work for me or for them. And this guy, he's like, man, I really want to help you. He's like, I feel like God's telling me to reach out to you and like to connect. And I've talked to this guy before, but we never really did anything. And we have had a couple of workouts so far. It's going really good. My body's sore, but in a good kind of sore. And I have a new eating plan. Anybody want to guess what my new eating plan is?
Just healthy eating?
Yes.
Keto-ish?
No keto.
No keto.
It's pretty much the idea. It's real basic. We're starting out real basic with it. Nothing crazy. Not even, I mean, I'm tracking calories, but that's not even the main goal. It's just to eat 6 times a day.
Okay, yeah.
Which is freaking me out. Like, you see me struggling to eat behind the scenes here. I'm full. Like, I'm not even hungry, which is great, but I fill half my plate with veggies. I have a fruit, and then I also have, like, some carbs, like good carb side, like some rice, and then the other is, like, a protein. So I had, like, 4 ounces of steak this morning.
Ooh, yum.
It was yummy, except for we can't get down to the basement where our microwave is, so I had cold steak, which ain't bad.
I was laughing because I just read this meme. It was like when that person that you work with brings like chicken and broccoli in the morning.
Does my food stink? Is my food okay?
No, I haven't smelled it.
Today was not bad. Was it yesterday? One of the days, but I mean, I don't want to hinder your progress.
What did I have the other day? I did have chicken and broccoli, yeah.
I think when it's, yeah.
Today wasn't bad though.
It wasn't bad today. And honestly, yeah, like whatever. We'll put up with the smells, whatever you need to do, which like I'm glad, you know, you're just like keeping it basic and just doing healthy foods.
Well, that's the thing really is, it's like it's got to be real food. It's got to be real things. And one thing that he was telling me, and I'm probably not going to properly explain it, which is great and useful of your time. But you think of like maybe a food pyramid or like a triangle, though. But think of it as your body, though, too. Like normally if you eat a bunch in the morning, like if you flip the triangle, the table over. So the like the big parts on the bottom on the top and the little pointy parts on the bottom. I can't talk right now, by the way. That's kind of like if you eat more in the morning, because I'm the opposite. That's why I gain so much weight that I don't eat the whole day. Then like I have like a big meal or two at night, then it just sinks all into fat. He's like, if you get up and you eat those meals and throughout the day consistently get your metabolism going, it's really, yes. I mean, I can feel it already.
But you see, Liv and I have little snackies like all through the morning.
Just yeah.
You keep it's like stoking a fire.
Exactly. And it's like the more you eat in the morning, the more you're fueling your body. So then at night, you're not absolutely starving. And I tell this to people all the time because I see people who skip breakfast, who don't eat breakfast, who won't have their first meal until like 3 p.m. And I'm like, you are starving your body. So then at 3 p.m., yeah, maybe you'll have a regular sized meal or lunch. But then it's like once it hits 8 o'clock or something, your body is still starving for food and starving for nutrition. So then at night, you end up binging and having a giant dinner, a giant meal, maybe a snack after that, and then going right to bed, which is not healthy for you. And it's not healthy for your metabolism. And when you go all day without eating, when you have your first meal, that is your metabolism just waking up. It could have been doing work all day.
And Joe, do you have any cheats? Because I want you to be able to, this is the people fail because they don't allow themselves to have anything and then they end up binging and going crazy. So you knew, do you have a cheat day or do you have like a cheat, like something
I'm sure we'll get into that. Like the biggest thing is just trying to be real. Because I've always tried, like he's like, the one thing I liked, and I will get more into this and start talking about this person more, but he's like, we're not trying to have you lose 10 pounds in a week. Like he's like, I want to be realistic. This needs to be a change for you. So I think, yeah, McKenzie, we will build things in there where it's like, it's really there. I'm not saying I'm cutting out alcohol, but I'm really trying to avoid it because alcohol leads to me getting drunk and eating bad food. Plus, I feel like crap with alcohol. Plus, yeah. I get drunk and I'm like, what did I text Mackenzie? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's that mentality, too. It's like we need to switch the focus, and people need to eat to live and to fire on all cylinders, not live to eat. Especially Americans, for some reason, we live to eat. I'm not saying you can't enjoy it, but you really need to focus, eat to live, so you can just be top notch.
It fuels your body.
When I went and worked out the other day, it was not even that hard. It was like 45-minute workout, and it was just kind of like cross-training stuff. Not even with weights, just like this kind of cardio. I normally, because I'm not eating right, like I pass out. I told him, like, look. He's like, you'll be fine. And I was. I had so much energy. I was gassed. Like, my lungs were, like, physically, like, you know, when you breathe deep when you're running and you haven't done it in a while. I did that. But I had, like, tons of energy. I'm feeling good. I'm just trying. The biggest thing, too, Mackenzie, you're talking about is, like, you want to sleep, like prioritize sleep. I need to do that, too, to rest.
And when I talk about eating healthy and, like, also eating organic and things like that, like, I don't do it to sound pretentious. I do it because the way your body feels when you are putting good things into it to nourish it and fuel it, you feel a light years of difference. You have so much more energy. Your brain, your mind, you're thinking clearer. It just is so good for you.
All right, are you ready for the drum roll? Not that it necessarily matters in my journey, but it's something that we have to do on the radio. Otherwise, there'd be no point of hearing an update each week. Last week, New Year's Day, weighed 394.4. This week blows my mind when I stepped on the scale because I swear to you guys, I'm drinking gallons of water a day, it feels like. Not literally, but I'm drinking so much water and I'm eating so much more food than I have. I'm down 4.4 pounds.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's kind of funny. I bought a new scale, but the thing is, it does like body fat on there, but it still keeps me in check because I'm still too fat for it to measure my body fat. It's too high. Aww. It's like, wah, wah, wah. So my goal is to get to my scale where it'll actually properly measure my body fat.
And let's start with like how you feel. You know what I mean? How your clothes are fitting. So not necessarily just so dependent upon that scale.
All right. Well, that's what we'll do. And I'll do some measurements too so I can give you some updates on the waist and the thighs and, you know, I got those thick booties and stuff like that. That is Joe's Journey update. We'll put it up online for you to check out and follow along too at joeandmackenzie.com.